Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 16, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Nigerian fintech Lydia launches SME lending platforms for Poland and Czech Republic. Bottom line, Curren SciCloud team up for cross-border payments to Hargenint Group. Mazuma launches eCheck Select Express. Interac debit for in-app and in-browser payments expands in Canada. SoCash, JCB to collaborate for cardless currency exchange service for tourists. EBANX raises investment from FTV Capital. Splitit announces partnership with Shopify, DeVito. Habib Bank AG Zurich ready for PSD2 with Salt Edge's solution. Citi backs cash flow management partner CashForce. B2B payments processor APS payments acquired by Repay. Codit pulls SMB accounting into the open banking fold. ScaleFactor adds SMB card to expense management offering. Wirecard again facing accounting fraud allegations. Real-time data takes on magnitude of supply chain risks. Now let's get started. Nigerian fintech Lydia launches SME lending platforms for Poland and Czech Republic. SME lender Lydia is launching its platform in Poland and the Czech Republic, marking the Nigerian company's first international expansion into Europe since it was founded in 2016 in Lagos. The company's USP is to provide loans within 24 hours to SMEs and create 100 million jobs worldwide. To date, it's raised nearly US$10 million. The fintech says it has issued more than 10,000 loans in Nigeria and it is planning to disburse 1 billion euros to small businesses in Poland and the Czech Republic over the next 5 years. Bottom line, Curren SciCloud team up for cross-border payments to Hargenint Group. Bottom Line Technologies has announced that Hargenint Group selected a partnered service from Bottom Line and Curren SciCloud for their cross-border payments. According to the press release, by combining Bottom Line's payments platform through open APIs with Curren SciCloud, customers will be able to pay suppliers and employees abroad in the local currency. Curren SciCloud's open infrastructure allows the new service to plug in directly to Bottom Line's payment solution. Earlier in October 2019, Bottom Line Technologies has announced that Revolut selected its universal aggregator solution to deliver real-time payment services to its UK retail and business customers. Mazuma launches eCheck Select Express. Mazuma has launched eCheck Select Express, a one-click way for users to top up their iGaming and online sports wagering accounts. According to the press release, Express is a feature of the eCheck Select ACH payment product, which enables customers to deposit online with funds directly from their bank account, supporting every bank and financial institution in the US. With the new solution, recurrent customers bypass the standard eCheck Select transaction flow, including online banking login, to complete their deposit without leaving the merchant's cashier or in-game betting environment. Mazuma is a financial technology company whose payment technology has been providing bank account level verification and payment processing for over 15 years. The company has processed over US$35 billion in volume and is on the checkout of every regulated iGaming operator in the US. Interac debit for in-app and in-browser payments expands in Canada. Interac has announced that Interac debit for in-app and in-browser payments with Apple Pay and Google Pay is now widely available. Canadians already use Interac debit on Apple Pay or Google Pay for in-store purchases at hundreds of thousands of merchants across the country. ATB, Canada's credit unions, Coast Capital, Desjardins, and National Bank, as well as acquirer Moneris championed this service, over 2018. Scotiabank and Tangerine now join this growing list of participants, along with acquirer Everlink, offering e-commerce solutions to the Canadian market. Interact debit cardholders from these financial institutions can make in-app and in-browser purchases from participating merchants, including SkipTheDishes, Foodora, Second Cup, Shell Canada, Maison Simons and MTY Group, among others. SoCash, JCB to collaborate for cardless currency exchange service for tourists. SoCash has announced its plans of a global partnership with JCB to offer cardless cash withdrawal services for tourists. According to the press release, the planned service will help Japanese tourists visiting locations in Southeast Asian countries, which have very low card penetration and high card fraud risks. The partners plan to bring this service into effect in the first months of 2020. Consumers will need to register their credit card information on the SoCash app, using their smartphones to withdraw cash without having to use their cards at multiple outlets and convenience stores. Furthermore, the two companies aim to incorporate tokenization to ensure reliability and security for card members using the app. EBANX raises investment from FTV Capital. EBANX has raised a follow-on investment from FTV Capital, a U.S.-based growth equity investment company. According to the press release, in the context of a fast-growing market, EBANX consolidates its position through the new investment. The company offers a complete payment solution for global companies looking to expand their businesses in Latin America, but also market intelligence services, analytics, anti-fraud strategies, 24/7 customer service in local language of Latin American customers, and localized marketing consultancy. Global e-commerce enterprises such as AliExpress, Wish, Gearbest, Pipedrive, Spotify, and Airbnb collaborate with EBANX in the region. Moreover, EBANX will grow its product portfolio, including the expansion of EBANX Pay, a solution for local payment processing in Latin America. The solution, first launched in Brazil in April 2019 for Brazilian businesses selling locally, is expected to launch in Colombia in 2020, followed by other countries in the region. Splitit announces partnership with Shopify, DeVito. Splitit Payments has announced new partnerships and merchant agreements in North America, including with Shopify and DeVito. According to the press release, Splitit signed an agreement with Shopify to make available Splitit's Buy Now Pay Later, BNPL, solution to Shopify's over 800,000 merchants across 20 countries. The solution has been integrated with Shopify's platform and is listed directly inside Shopify as an integrated payment gateway. Through the partnership with DeVito, Splitit will be able to offer its payment solution to DeVito's network of over 1,000 merchants, banks, and other partners. It is expected that Splitit's BNPL solution will join DeVito's multinational lending platform that connects lenders with retailers. The solution will launch in the US, after its initial launch in the UK. Moreover, the company has Splitit has signed a new agreement with accountancy services provider 1800 Accountant, enabling it to offer a monthly installment solution for the payment of customer invoices. For more information about Splitit, please check out a detailed profile of this company in our dedicated, industry-specific online company database. Habib Bank AG Zurich ready for PSD2 with Salt Edge's solution. Habib Bank AG Zurich has chosen Salt Edge for the implementation of the PSD2 regulatory requirements for interfaces. The PSD2 API of Habib Bank AG Zurich went live on the 13th of September. This API is developed by Salt Edge for Habib Bank AG Zurich to enable new open banking capabilities and provide PSD2 compliance. Habib Bank AG Zurich's PSD2 API is developed to allow end users to initiate payments and gather data from their accounts, using third-party applications. With the help of Salt Edge, the bank was among the first ones to provide its sandbox API for testing by TPPs according to the timeline set by the European Banking Authority. Now the API is live and has a wide range of the required services and functions including connection of TPPs, TPP developer portal, TPP verification, bank dashboard, and much more. The functionality of Salt Edge's PSD2 compliance solution fully meets the PSD2 requirements, including strong customer authentication and dynamic linking, applied for remote payment transactions and other types of authorization. Salt Edge is a global fintech company offering a range of solutions to financial institutions, banks, finapps, and other fintech companies. The company is registered as Account Information Service Provider by the UK's FCA, under PSD2. Among its services are financial data aggregation API, open banking and PSD2 solutions, white label retail banking, and data enrichment. Citibank's cash flow management partner Cashforce. Cash flow forecasting fintech Cashforce has announced a $5.5 million Series A funding round on Tuesday, October 15, led by INKEF Capital and Citi Ventures, with Citi also announcing a strategic partnership with the company. In a press release, Cashforce said existing investors Pamica, Volta Ventures and others also participated in the investment, which will be used to focus on expansion across borders. Cashforce provides cash flow forecasting and working capital analytics technologies to support data integration for treasury and finance professionals. Headquartered in Antwerp, the company has opened offices in London, Copenhagen and Ghent, and expects to open offices in Zurich and Singapore. In a statement, Ron Chakravarti, Citi Managing Director and Global Head of Treasury Advisory, pointed to an increasing appetite in corporate treasury for integrated decision support tools from their banks for the next investment, fund or hedge action going beyond what their existing systems can provide today. In addition to providing funding, said Chakravarti, Citi plans to collaborate with Cashforce to connect its own corporate treasury clients with its cash flow management technology, which enables data aggregation across enterprise platforms. At Citi, we are running a number of experiments collaborating with our clients and fintechs, such as Cashforce, empowering our clients' journey towards smart treasury, he continued. This journey moves them beyond descriptive analytics to decision support and decision automation, offering the opportunity to realize the promise of full automation of operational treasury. In another co-statement, Cashforce Executive Chairman Michel Ackermans and CEO Niklas Christian said cash flow forecasting continues to be one of the most important challenges for treasurers worldwide. Our mission remains unchanged, delivering reliable technology that enables financial leaders to make high-caliber decisions, they added. We are therefore very enthusiastic about our new global strategic banking partnership with Citi, jointly offering their corporate clients a crystal-clear future. B2B Payments Processor APS Payments acquired by Repay. Payments company Repay Holdings Corp. is broadening its B2B payments footprint through the acquisition of APS Payments, according to a press release. APS will be acquired for $60 million, $30 million of which has already been paid. The remaining balance will be paid upon achieving key performance metrics, the company said. APS, based in Arizona, targets B2B payments by offering payment processing that integrates directly into corporate enterprise resource management (ERP) platforms. In a statement, Repay CEO John Morris said APS's offering fits with the company's acquisition strategy of targeting high-growth businesses with attractive margins, a strong existing distribution model, and technology enhancement opportunities. In addition, APS provides us with end-market diversification and organic growth opportunities, which we believe will help drive shareholder value, he said. We are thrilled to welcome the APS team into the Repay family and look forward to working together to grow B2B electronic payments, as businesses continue to implement new payment technology. Our mission has been to create highly robust, yet easy-to-use, payment solutions for our clients, added APS CEO David Ford in another statement. We believe joining the Repay team will enable us to advance that mission and capitalize on the ongoing growth in B2B electronic payments, as businesses continue to implement new payment technology and move away from issuing and accepting paper checks. The companies noted that APS's offering will migrate to the Repay platform and continue to support ERP software integrations. Repay also noted that as a result of similar, previous acquisitions, the company is familiar with how to support the integration of APS. In August, Repay announced an expansion into Canada for B2C payments efficiencies, allowing lenders to accept online payments via consumer-facing and white-labeled mobile apps, text payments and other channels. Its loan repayment technology targets personal and automotive loans in the country. Codit pulls SMB accounting into the open banking fold. Small business SMB accounting fintech Codit is teaming up with 5Degrees to join its open banking partnership, according to Verdict on Tuesday, October 15. London-based Codit, which enables small businesses to integrate their back-office platforms via Application Program Interface API, will join 5Degrees Open Banking Marketplace to support collaboration and integration between traditional banks and fintech firms. Codit co-founder Alexander Cardona said the company's efforts to embrace open accounting is to support a stronger overall small business banking experience. Taking an open accounting approach enables banks to have greater access to real-time accounting data, he said in a statement. This helps banks provide faster and more accurate lending decisions for small businesses, while managing risk effectively. With the ability for banks to make quick lending decisions based on real-time insights, SMBs feel valued, and lengthy paper vetting processes are avoided. In another statement, 5Degrees Executive Vice President of Business Development Peter Jan van de Ven said that collaboration with Codit means providing unrivaled customer experience via our open banking marketplace, helping banks and financial institutions to provide for lending solutions, and take advantage of the SMB market opportunity. Open banking frameworks and APIs are a growing part of small business banking in the UK and elsewhere. In June, MasterCard launched an open banking platform in an effort to promote API standardization in support of bank fintech integrations. That same month, business payments company Bottomline Technologies introduced a suite of services for banks, including an open banking API, to support collaboration. Last month, PYMNTS spoke with Small Business Lending as a service provider StreetShares co-founder and CEO Mark Rockefeller. He said that the small business bank loan industry could usher the U.S. toward open banking, as banking as a service providers targeting the SMB lending process begin to integrate with banks' existing systems. This is particularly true as competition in the space grows, with the entrance of non-banks into the SMB lending space, he added. ScaleFactor adds SMB card to expense management offering. Small business accounting solution provider ScaleFactor is expanding its product suite to include a commercial card product to support expense management. A press release issued Tuesday, October 15, said ScaleFactor is launching a ScaleFactor Visa card, a commercial card designed for small businesses to manage spend and customize their expense management workflow. The tool enables small business owners to issue cards to employees and digital accounts while integrating that spend data into the ScaleFactor platform. Users can generate an unlimited number of physical, virtual, or temporary cards and customize spending limits depending on user. Managers will be able to freeze or cancel specific cards, while all transaction data from card spend is automatically integrated into the ScaleFactor platform for streamlined expense management. ScaleFactor noted that the cards do not charge annual fees, and data from these cards do not impact personal credit scores of business owners. Small to medium-sized businesses (SMBs) can obtain 1% cash back on all purchases each month. The card will be issued by WebBank, the announcement said, and WebBank EVP of Strategy and Business Development Jason Lloyd noted that the availability of a small business card integrated into ScaleFactor is part of the bank's effort to make financial services more accessible to the general public. Many small business owners are forced to adopt an inefficient patchwork of multiple cards and systems to manage their spending, resulting in delayed or incomplete pictures of their financial position, said ScaleFactor founder and CEO Kurt Rathman in a statement. Because the ScaleFactor Visa card is natively integrated with our accounting and finance platform, entrepreneurs gain access to a more robust and intelligent snapshot of their financial situation, coupled with increased control over when and how they pay their bills. Toward the beginning of the year, ScaleFactor announced a $30 million fundraise. At the time, the company said it would deploy that Series B funding to introduce new products, including a small business loan solution. In August, the company secured an additional $60 million in Series C funding. Wirecard again facing accounting fraud allegations. Germany-based Wirecard is once again facing allegations of accounting fraud by the Financial Times, FT. The FT reported this week that its review of internal company spreadsheets and correspondence within Wirecard's financial team casts further doubt on Wirecard accounting practices, alleging that the documents appear to indicate a concerted effort to fraudulently inflate sales and profits at Wirecard businesses in Dubai and Ireland, as well as to potentially mislead EY, Wirecard's Tier 1 auditor. The digital payments company, in turn, accused the Financial Times of market manipulation, allegations that the FT rejects. These claims have led to an investigation by German financial watchdog BaFin. The internal documents were reportedly provided by whistleblowers, the Financial Times said. Subsidiary questioned. According to the publication, Al Alam Solutions, one of Wirecard's third-party acquirer partners, has been referred payment processing business for 34 of Wirecard's largest clients around the world. The FT called this into question, claiming that Al Alam only has a handful of employees, and that Wirecard has its own payment processing unit, Wirecard Processing. The FT said Wirecard documents show that Al Alam processed about $386 million worth of payments for top Wirecard clients every month. However, the FT added, there are strong indications that the payment processing never occurred. Visa and MasterCard told the publication that they do not have a record of any relationship with Al Alam, which would be required for Al Alam to process payments. The publication also called into question Wirecard documents that allegedly show Al Alam processing millions of dollars worth of payments for Wirecard clients that are no longer in business. Together, these findings raise doubts over whether substantial sales and profits were actually traveling through Al Alam to Wirecard or were simply invented, the FT claimed. Auditor oversight doubted. The Financial Times report also pointed to internal Wirecard documents that call into question ICE oversight over the company, which allegedly show that about $4.2 billion, $4.63 billion USD in payments processed via Al Alam in 2016 generated more revenue than the $62 billion Wirecard processed that year. The documents raise important questions about ICE oversight of Wirecard's relationship with Al Alam, the publication wrote. EY reportedly declined to comment on the matter, citing client confidentiality. In another statement, Al Alam said it was not involved in any alleged process to fake revenues or profits at Wirecard. Furthermore, Wirecard similarly rejected allegations that any financial data was fabricated. Previous allegations. Earlier this year, the Financial Times published separate reports accusing Wirecard of accounting fraud, which the payments company also vehemently denied. At the time, the FT accused Edo Kurniawan, Wirecard's head of Asia-Pacific Accounting and Finance, of orchestrating a scheme with employees to obtain an operating license from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority in which Wirecard would transfer funds from its Germany bank to a non-operational unit in Hong Kong. Wirecard firmly rejects the media coverage of FT, a spokesperson said at the time. Nothing about the article published today is true. Wirecard subsequently announced plans to file a lawsuit against the Financial Times, which was filed in Munich in March. The company also said in February that an external law firm, which conducted an investigation into the FT's previous allegations, found no criminal wrongdoing by any of its employees. The FT's previous report led to regulators in Singapore raiding Wirecard operations, and opening their own investigation into the matter. A FinTech Futures report in March said Wirecard CEO Marcus Braun noted that a single accounting employee was under investigation by Singapore police, and that the employee had been put on leave. Reuters reported in July that the Financial Times had hired a law firm to review the publication's own investigations into Wirecard, with London-based RPC tapped to review its findings that led to accusations against Wirecard. Real-time data takes on magnitude of supply chain risks. When Pitney Bowes, a major logistics service provider, revealed that it had fallen victim to a ransomware attack, it was only the latest case revealing the threat that cyberattacks not only pose to companies, but also to their business partner networks, suppliers and supply chains. In a statement Monday, October 14, the company revealed it was affected by a malware attack that encrypted information on some systems and disrupted customer access to our services. Although the company said it found no evidence of any customer data compromised, its users have reportedly raised concerns that they were unable to perform basic tasks using Pitney Bowes solutions, which include mailing and shipping services. And while the company did not suggest that any of its clients have been compromised, for its more than 1.5 million corporate customers, the cyberattack was an ugly reminder that third-party risks continue to grow. Recent research from Dow Jones Risk and Compliance warned that a survey of 250 UK-based corporates revealed their supplier onboarding processes are falling short, with many failing to adequately recognize the risks that their third-party partners and suppliers impose onto their organizations. This week, several announcements from supply chain service providers have highlighted not only the various risks that third-party suppliers and other supply chain partners can impose from cyberattacks to service disruptions, but also the many ways that technology can be deployed to address those risks, often with a focus on real-time data and transparency. One Network promotes supply chain connectivity. One Network Enterprises announced Tuesday, October 15, that it has introduced enhancements to its real-time value network, a platform for members of the logistics industry to promote connectivity, communication and transparency across supply chains, including shippers, third-party logistics companies, carriers and service providers. The company's announcement emphasized the importance of integrating transportation systems with both the inbound supply and outbound fulfillment processes for holistic connectivity of business partners and their data. In a statement, Johan van der Westhuizen, Vice President of Strategic Business Development, said one of the largest challenges in logistics late shipments can be avoided through better planning and demand forecasting, clear communication, real-time visibility, structured problem management, and eliminating human error. Updates to One Network's real-time value network aim to remove data from their silos and streamline both the inbound and outbound logistics lifecycle to mitigate risks like late deliveries that can disrupt business processes. This visibility relies on access to real-time data as well as collaboration between business partners' platforms, the company noted. Expanse IS Suppliers Cyber Threat Internet Operations Management Company Expanse is focusing on strategic supplier management through the launch of Expanse Link, announced Tuesday. The solution connects supply chain managers with continuous visibility into supply chain operations to mitigate risk for both buyer and supplier, the company said in a press release, highlighting third-party risks that vendors can impose on their corporate customer bases. Those risks include compromise of sensitive data and intellectual property, as well as interrupted business operations in the event of a cyberattack on a supplier. Most breaches that disrupt operations start with an exposed internet asset, which unfortunately means that organizations face substantial risk of disruption to their own operations when these risks occur on the networks of their strategic suppliers and business partners, explained Expanse co-founder and chief technology officer Matt Craning in the release. He added that supply chains need to enable continuous visibility into vendors' internet assets for businesses to be able to assess and manage risk. The new solution by Expanse, he noted, allows organizations to hold their own suppliers accountable to maintain the standards to which their customer organizations themselves adhere. This shared governance, the company said, relies on continuous data aggregation and analysis. Trimble taps data analytics for transparency. Supply chain technology firm Trimble announced this week enhancements that target transparency within the supply chain for shippers and carriers. In a press release Tuesday, Trimble announced that its visibility platform has added features for shippers and carriers to obtain analytics and insights about their operations. For carriers, users now have an interface to track and update loads straight from their shippers' network on the visibility platform. According to Trimble, this means shippers can connect to a broader range of carriers. With a focus on analytics, the updates deploy Microsoft Power BI technology to visualize data and provide reports. For shippers, this means visibility into key performance metrics, including on-time percentages, and location and lane-level analytics, as well as key performance indicators based on their carrier partners. With the rapid movement of freight through the supply chain, our customers require technology that can keep pace and enable streamlined communication and access to shipment data, said Trimble Transportation General Manager of Visibility Brian Coyne in the release. These two new features represent the sustained evolution of our visibility platform as we continue to enhance its capabilities to provide unparalleled access to real-time information across the supply chain. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.